This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As I said a minute ago, there might as well not be any news in this economy this week till Wednesday afternoon at 2 Washington time when the Fed makes its interest rate announcement and then Chair Powell takes questions. It's not at all an exaggeration to say that economists and economic journalists and corporate executives and politicians are going to be parsing every last word of what Powell says for hints about what the Fed has in store for this economy. But we figured, why wait? Why not get ahead of the parsing? Specifically, we are going to dissect the phrase soft landing right now, the oft-repeated metaphor that I think Powell, but certainly analysts and economists and yours truly have used to describe what the Fed's been trying to do most of the past year, get inflation under control without seriously damaging the economy. Turns out that phrase, soft landing, didn't exactly come out of nowhere. Marketplace's Matt Levin is on the etymology beat today.
When I hear the phrase soft landing, this is kind of what I picture.
Attention passengers, this is your captain, Jay Powell speaking. Wanted to give you a heads up that you may feel some turbulence on our descent. That big old storm in Eastern Europe is messing a bit with our glide path, and things might get a bit bumpy for those of you back in the economy cabin. But we'll try to make things as smooth as we can.
Economics loves its aeronautics terms. Headwinds, tailwinds, glide paths, even the word bailout when you really think about it. The phrase soft landing, though, originates from far above the cruising altitude of most economic metaphors.
It was really the space race between the U.S. and the Soviet Union that was getting so much attention.
Ben Zimmer is a linguist and writes about the history of financial terms for the Wall Street Journal. Americans had space fever in the late 60s and early 70s. So with prices rising in 1973, Zimmer says Treasury Secretary George Shultz invoked the term soft landing to describe how a mild economic cool down could help inflation.
What we're trying to do with the economy is similar to, in this metaphorical way, trying to guide a lunar capsule to the surface of the moon.
Unlike NASA, neither the Nixon administration nor the Fed at the time actually succeeded. But with all due respect to Neil Armstrong, we've landed on the moon 6 times. We've executed a perfect economic soft landing once.
There's an old expression about whether you'd rather be lucky than good. To do a perfect soft landing, you have to be both lucky and good. So we were good in our decision making, and we were lucky.
Alan Blinder started as vice chair of the Federal Reserve in 1994. The chair was Alan Greenspan. At the time, inflation was at 3%, really not that bad. And GDP growth and unemployment were pretty good. But the Fed thought if it didn't raise interest rates, the real rate had been zero for a while, inflation was just around the corner.
If you want to get a soft landing, it's a good idea to get started early so you don't have to really slam on the brakes.
This was not popular. The best the Fed had done in the past were soft-ish landings that still produced mild downturns. Nevertheless, the Fed went ahead and doubled the federal funds rate over the course of 13 months. And it worked. Inflation stayed low, the economy still grew, and the labor market was great.
Do you remember a FOMC meeting where you guys all turned around to each other and screamed, "We did it," and high-fived?
No. The Federal Open Market Committee is not like that. You don't see a lot of high-fiving or gesticulation or even changes in facial expression.
Blinder thinks the phrase soft landing is fine. It's a way to communicate to the public what the Fed's goals are, even if it oversimplifies things. But economist Vincent Reinhardt is not a fan. He was also at the Fed in the 90s and says there's a reason Greenspan didn't use the metaphor very frequently.
I think it suggests more control of the economy than the central bank really has.
Jay Powell has no say in the Russian invasion of Ukraine or China's COVID lockdowns or even last year's stimulus checks. The Fed in the mid-90s didn't deal with anything like that. Reinhardt says if we're going to torture the soft landing metaphor, it's more accurate to make it a bit more cinematic.
Maverick, got a MiG coming around on our tail. We got to get out of here.
I can't leave ice.
The right image is you're actually a carrier pilot trying to land a plane in a storm on the carrier deck. When you say soft landing, you're saying, trust me, I'm Tom Cruise.
The Fed looks like it's moving away from the soft landing metaphor now as inflation stays high. Chairman Powell's recent speech at Jackson Hole was anything but soft, emphasizing the pain that will come with rate hikes. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.